Hey guys, welcome back to My Other Half. It's Eliza
and Bianca,
and today we have a very special guest, Lauren, our very dear friend.
Hello, everyone.
Lauren Nally
09, baby.
Lauren Nally
09.
Okay, TikToker, YouTuber, Instagrammer.
That's
all of them in between.
Content creator.
Yeah. That's probably a better rod.
I've known Lauren. How long have we known each other for? I was in high school.
Five years, six. Yeah. Like, I want to say, 2016, mm-hmm. 2015.
We used to be, quote, unquote, YouTube friends.
We met in Malibu. I don't know if we want to talk about
how. No, go. It's fine. Okay.
We met to film a YouTube video. We had never met each other before. And we were like, you know, we had texted. We were like, we had followed each other for probably a few years. Mm-hmm. And we were like, let's film this video together. We were going to film a fashion video. And we filmed it on the beach. It was so cute. My friend Talia filmed it for us. And
still on my channel, too.
I remember you showing me that video. before I hung out with you. We were like, look, this is like when we first met. And I was like,
Lauren looks so different. Her hair was down to her butt.
I know. So long, like ombre, balayage, like just completely different person.
Were you a freshman in college at the time?
Yes.
Oh my God.
How old would that make you both?
I would have been 17. I think I was 18. Oh. Well, maybe I was 19. But yeah.
How weird.
That's crazy.
We've gone through it all together.
We really have
all the phases, which we'll talk about. But do you want to kind of go into who you are? I feel like it's like icebreaker in school, but you can go.
Who am I?
Who am I?
Upstate New York. I don't know who I am. I grew up in upstate New York. I went to school in upstate New York, and so I was I grew up in a small town, and I knew I wanted to move to New York City, so I moved to New York once I graduated college and lived there for a year, which is so weird because it feels like I was there for longer because I did summers there. But then after a year of living there, COVID hit. And so I moved home for a bit.
I lived in New York for a year. Sorry.
Yeah.
Isn't
that wild?
Wow.
Like, I had a 2-year lease, but it's because I signed it and then left.
I remember because when me and Bianca were friends, I didn't meet you till 2019.
Yeah, right. Because I didn't move there until.
But I knew of you in 2018. Because remember, Bianca went upstate to visit you at college.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Why does that not? That doesn't sound right. But it is.
Holy cow! So much life has happened.
I did summers in the city, so it feels like longer. But I only lived there for a year.
And you left because of COVID.
And I left because of COVID. Wow. I went to my parents. But then, I was I could go back to New York and I could just go to New York again, or I could try something new since I'm working from home. So I moved to Vermont, and that's where I currently am.
What made you go to Vermont specifically?
Well, a lot of impulse. Bianca, I brought you here when you
visited. Yeah, Burlington, Vermont's beautiful.
Yeah, so I grew up coming here because it was only 2 hours away from where I grew up, and I always thought it was so beautiful. And it was the closest city to where I lived. It's kind of small, but I don't even know. My friend Lauren and I, we were both home during COVID. We had both came home from, I was in New York, she was at school, and we were doing photo shoots together and stuff. And she had mentioned possibly wanting to move to Vermont, and I was I had never even thought about that. And then I kind of maybe I could move to Vermont with her. And then we kind of just made it happen. And I'm not working here. I'm working in New York still, but.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is it all
That's
remote?
Crazy.
Yeah, it's all remote. Yeah, I started the job during COVID, but it's been remote and I've never worked in the office and it's still remote, so.
Wow. Do you think you're going to move back to New York ever? Or do you think?
I think I will. My brain has been everywhere recently and this whole year. For a while I was no, I'm never moving back to New York. I'm gonna live in a van and travel.
That's me and Eliza. We're should we just move to a small town and just
I kind of did that, and then I was I do miss New York and I do love my job, and if obviously to keep my job going, I need to be back in New York at some point. So I think I'll head back at, you know, some point, but I'm liking it here for now.
Yeah. What was the transition like for you for like, cause Vermont is so different.
So different.
Like the vibe and everything.
Yeah. Like you go to the bar and it's like all mustache men and like granola men and like, it's just not New York, but yeah. It's great. Like yeah. Man, do you guys love a mustache?
Yeah. I'm very particular.
No, but I know,
but I can enjoy like, it.
Like what I'm picturing, I know there's TikToks about this, so I know I'm not like the one who made this up. Yeah. Like the mustache man, like the 80s mustache, or like the spaced out tattoos.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there's that here. Yeah.
And like the keys on their belt.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Not the belt get me, I will say. Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
But that's nice though, because I feel like one thing I knew I missed about living in New York was nature. Like just being able to like, I mean, there's nature, but not really.
It's not real nature. Yeah. It's fake.
No, it's like a little park.
And silence. Like it's quiet. That would freak me out. When I moved to Switzerland, it was really quiet. And I was like, this is weird.
Yeah. Yeah. So true. Yeah. Like I have a river in my backyard. Which is, you know, way different.
That's like your apartment on the video
it's
version.
It's so sick. Like, oh my gosh.
Thank you. It really is like a dream apartment. And it's wild because I'm paying less than I was in New York. Oh,
don't get us started.
Yeah.
And it's huge.
Huge.
Yes. And you're like, oh, this is like a normal rent.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally. So Lauren was the first person to introduce me to TikTok. Which is crazy because I interned with Lauren. Lauren helped me get an internship for a company she was working at. And I remember it was like when TikTok was like still people were like making fun of it.
No, right. It was a trickle down effect. It really was Lauren, Bianca, mm-hmm. and then me. I'm not kidding you. That's exactly how it happened. Because I wasn't on it either. I was like, ew, no.
No, remember when we filmed that one TikTok, the duet?
Lauren used to be like, can you film a TikTok with me? And I'd be like, sure, I guess.
I was so bad at it. Oh my gosh.
No, Lauren really was like, you were on the app like when like the e-boy were like that was a thing, which is like so long ago, but what was that, 2 years ago?
Yeah, it would have been 2019 TikTok.
And I remember for our internship or my internship, we went to Boston. And it was like TikTok was just not as big as it. Like, it's just so crazy how like TikTok took off. So yeah. I want to know like what that was like for you because you were on it when people made fun of TikTok.
Yeah. Oh, fully. Yeah. And now it's like people's jobs and like companies are obsessed with TikTok. Like I don't know if you guys have seen like companies on TikTok, it's hilarious.
They interact on every post I look at. They're like in the comments. I'm like, how did the Steelers find this random girl's post from like Iowa? Like,
yes. And it's so interesting because it's not even like they're the brand's voice. It is like a 23-year-old person's voice, like being like, I can't like this video so I don't lose my job.
No, yeah, it's like totally. I see Glossier sometimes and you could tell it's like a young person speaking.
It's always like Gen Z vibes for sure.
Which is crazy. Definitely. And we're like on the cusp of Gen Z because I know sometimes on TikTok I feel old.
Oh, oh I know.
Because we're on the older side.
We are, and we've never been on the older side of anything before.
Oh, I know. I don't know if I like it.
I don't.
I know, like I see these people and I'm like, they're like talking about going to like sophomore year of high school and like how scared they are for college. And I'm like, I literally like
Spirit Week. I saw Spirit Week TikTok and I was like, that was like happened 4 years ago almost to me. Yeah. Like, oh my God.
That happened like 10 years ago.
Lauren's been out of college for
a
while.
Not that it's kind of been
I'm 24.
Stop.
Not that old, but like
no, like I have this thing in my mind, I'm stuck at 19. For some reason, 19 is like this age in my mind. And I forget, like I'm properly in my 20s. Like I'm not even like 20 anymore. Like I'm 23.
No, we're not early 20s, I feel like anymore.
No.
No, mid. We're like mid.
I think 23 is like the mid 20 vibe.
Great. Stop.
Just being honest. I mean, I'm about to turn 23. How do you think I feel?
23 is weird. 23 is random. After 21, it's like whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to TikTok.
Yeah, back to TikTok. So TikTok, what'd you ask? How has it changed, or how have you seen it change?
Yeah, like how have you adapted to that? Because you went your viral video that made you blow up was your hair, right?
So I feel like I had like two different like levels of viral, and I feel like there are two different levels of viral from what I found. There's like the one viral video where like it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter like what you are, it's just like a funny video and it went viral and like it's funny, which was my tooth gem, which was my first video. People like watched my tooth gem video and they're like, whoa, this is crazy. But they didn't care about me, they cared about the content. Mm-hmm. Whereas like the hairstyles, those were like, oh, people kept coming back because they recognized my face and my hair. So I think that's like the type of viral that like is like life-changing, because mm-hmm. like for instance, like Victoria Paris, like people follow Victoria Paris for Victoria Paris because she's like a personality, whereas like Couch Boy, that was a viral video, but like that's never going to change his life. He's not going to become an influencer from that.
No.
So like I feel like that is the new TikTok, whereas like back in 2019, like if you went viral, people like continue to come back to you. So like Charlie, Lil Huddy, like I just feel like it's a totally different app now.
Yeah.
And it's much harder to go viral now.
For sure, because I feel like there's so much
it's
content.
So saturated.
On it.
It's such a saturated platform now, for sure.
Yeah.
But TikTok, I will say, like people used to compare it to Vine, and in the beginning I agreed, but I feel like it's so different than Vine.
It's just the video concept that's the same.
Yeah. But people make like careers off of TikTok. Like look at like Nessa Barrett. She's a full ass singer now.
Yeah.
Like on tour with
Jayden,
it's crazy. Born.
Yeah.
Trying to think of who else. The whole Couch Boy thing, I kind of want to talk about.
I don't
about
understand
that
what that is.
Because one, from
what
like,
is
this is how I feel. I feel bad for them. Because
what is a Couch Boy? What am I missing?
You know what it is.
I have seen references to it, but I don't know the original.
Lauren, you explain it.
What is the original? Okay. I don't know.
So basically, this one girl, she was going to surprise her boyfriend at college, and she like videoed it. It was going to be like this big, she was so excited to surprise him at school. She walks in the apartment and her boyfriend is on the couch with three girls. And like, it's just like really sketchy. He does not seem excited to see her. And like, he gets up, like gives her like a half hug, like not the type of surprise you want to see.
See, I have a few points on this, because I would like to, so one thing I feel bad about, like, obviously we all naturally have an opinion because we're human beings and we always are going to have an opinion on something, but I feel so bad for them because they're 18, 19 years old. And imagine everyone critiquing your relationship and telling you how you should think, like, hey, your boyfriend's shitty. And she's like, okay, like, can you imagine?
Like, and it's not even like they're influencers and they're used to judgment. Like
when I first watched the video, I was, now Eliza, you have to watch it.
I thought it was staged. I've seen one, but I've seen like recreations.
Oh, people,
I think that's what I've seen.
Yeah.
I haven't seen like the original.
Because when I watched it, I didn't see anything wrong with it. I would have been like her and would have been like, oh, like, because I know if I got surprised, I'm not one to be like, oh my God. Like I would be like,
I would have been shocked and I would have been like, ugh.
Yeah. But then people dissected it, and that's the thing. Because then I was like, wait a damn minute.
That girl did have his phone.
Yeah. Because apparently the girl had the phone, and the girl next to him had his phone. But I don't get what's so upsetting about the phone. What's wrong with
just
having
like maybe
phone?
They were like had each other's phone. Also, she like scooched to the side.
Also, like, let's be honest. If your boyfriend you haven't seen in months is sitting on a couch with three
other
girls.
Oof, that's really
not
good.
And they're all kind of, and the boys in the background were like giggling.
Yeah. And like when he hugged her, he like gave a weird look to his friends.
Oh, that's bad. I feel bad for that poor girl.
I know.
But she's like fighting for it. She's like, no, there's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Whatever. But again, I feel bad because it's like, imagine being 18, 19 years old and everyone's like telling you, hey, like this is how you should feel. And people like are tearing her down. And it's like, it's people's lives you're talking about. People have to be so careful with that.
Yeah.
Like people forget that these are human beings. Like you can't just, I don't know, but yeah, Couch Boy. See, for me, like I'm so afraid of going viral on the internet. I would like delete my account, but that's just me. Like I going viral actually terrifies me personally. I wouldn't like to be viral, but that's why I don't post on TikTok, because I get afraid. Not that I think I would go viral. TikTok scares me though. TikTok as a watcher, you guys are on it. I'm not really. But yeah, Eliza, your viral video was your room.
Yeah. Which was, it was my first TikTok I ever posted, was my
room. Tell the story behind that, because yeah, your story is kind of crazy.
So mine was just like, I literally moved into my first New York City apartment. When was this, last year? So 2020? Yeah. And I was like unpacking. I was like, oh, like, let me just post like a little cute video, like to this music I like. And I literally just like uploaded it. I didn't even know how to use the app. I just like figured it out. I don't know how. And I like literally went to bed. I posted it and I went to bed to take a nap. And I woke up and like my sister and Bianca both texted me. They're like, you have like 10,000 likes on that post.
He had like 100K views.
Like in the day. And I was like,
oh, it was wild. It popped up on my For You page.
For my first TikTok I ever posted.
Like, she didn't even post like silly ones before that. No,
like not, that was the first TikTok I ever posted in my entire life. And I was like, what? And then after that, I just continued. I was kind of like the couch people. I took advantage of what I was getting.
But as you should, if it's like something you want to do.
I mean,
like,
I love doing it. So it's not like it's like, you know, like an authenticness, but like, it was just crazy. Like, I don't
know. And it's awesome. It's awesome because it was your room and it was like something that you're like proud of, and it wasn't just like some stupid video. It was like actually something that like then you could go on and like make a brand out of.
Yeah, I look back though at it and I'm like, that's such a bad video. I don't know why people liked it. Like, it's not even good. But like,
my TikToks are just like montages of my life. Like, I don't
aesthetic.
Yeah, TikTok's not my thing. TikTok, like, I don't like, I like to, I'm more of like a consumer of TikTok, you know. I like to watch it. And I like I follow people I really enjoy, but my For You page gets kind of crazy.
Mine does.
Yeah. So does mine.
Sometimes mine's like sad and I'm like, what's going on here?
I know mine will be like random. Like, it'll change by the day. Like, one day I'll be like New York fashion, but then the next day it's like babies.
But I would like to know, like, how have you seen a change? Because like you said, like you were on it from like literally before it was like a major thing.
Yeah.
What's like the one thing?
I think it's changed a lot in that, like, it used to be just a social media app. And like now it's like where I get my news. It's where I see social events happening. It's where I see like any media. I can get cooking advice. I can get like health advice. Like, that was not what it was like 2 years ago. 2 years ago, it used to be dancing and it used to be kids. Now also there's like all ages on the app. And like, I just feel like it has evolved so much in a good way. And like, it's gone beyond just being like a social media app.
Right. Even like Instagram, like, will copy like the whole Reels thing.
Right.
Or even,
and I wanna, everyone Snapchat. Has like Snapchat, YouTube Shorts.
YouTube Shorts.
Yeah, it comes up in my subscriptions and I'm like, I'm not watching a 3 second video on YouTube. I come to YouTube to watch videos that are longer than 5 minutes.
That's true. That's a little tricky with YouTube. I don't think that's,
it's smart. Weird. It's like on the app you can scroll like you would on TikTok, but like I don't
but that like defeats the point of YouTube.
Yeah,
also I think YouTube just repurposing the same content.
Yeah. Right. Like, I posted one of my hair videos on there just to like when it was in the beta stage. And it actually did well, but I'm like, this is just a video that I posted on TikTok and Reels. And like,
Instagram
it's like,
Reels is so bad for me. I do terrible. I get like 2 views. I'm like, what's really?
Sometimes mine do. Like,
I gave up. I literally gave up.
I posted my ghost one on there the other day, and it did so well for some reason. And it didn't do well on TikTok. So now I'm like, all right, I guess I'll post on both.
I'm a literal grandma that did YouTube in like 2014. So I'm like, I have no idea what you guys are talking about. Like, I don't even know where you watch Reels on Instagram. Like, I use social media now like an old lady. I'm like
it's your own little personal blog.
Like, I always forget that like people follow me, which is a good thing because I don't post for like the wrong reasons, but I always like forget. I know someone asked us a similar question about this, but I kind of want to talk about it too. Like, Lauren and I have been on social media since like I started making videos when I was like 14. I'm 23. Yeah. Elias is newer to the game. Yeah, so yeah. I know for me, like specifically, like I've only really like done YouTube. But like, even YouTube has changed tremendously. Like, celebrities have YouTube channels now.
Yeah. Like, good example. Yeah. I was just gonna say Hailey, Kylie.
And when I made YouTube videos, it was like right before it was like quote unquote cool. Like I got made fun of. Like people used to like play my videos in front of me and like boys at school and like things like that. Like I know Lauren, you too probably.
Yeah, like I hid my YouTube channel from my friends and everyone for like 2 years.
I didn't even tell my family. Yeah. I remember my family started to find, like my mom knew, but like they still don't understand it to this day. But like I remember like I didn't really like grow that much until I was like 16, 17. And then I remember it started to become more popular, but it still wasn't like how it is now, which is crazy. Like people like do influencing, like that wasn't even a word.
No.
Yeah. It was like, no. Oh, YouTuber.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's crazy to like, I don't know. I always wonder like, is social media like ever going to hit its peak? Like Facebook, let's be honest, is like not really a thing.
But there's always that something new that's created that like comes out. Right. That's the thing. I feel like it's an endless cycle.
Because like TikTok was completely out of nowhere.
Yeah. Like it was like before or whatever. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Eliza, I'm curious because like you were a consumer of social media like your whole life. Right. kind of weird notification.
Okay. Can you see my face? Yeah. I was like, it was like, accept gift. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
interesting. Anyways. Yeah. I was
always. You were like a consumer. So I'm wondering like what it's like. And like Lauren too, like, in a different retrospect, like what it's like to like make it now and have somewhat of a following versus like being that following, like how's that different for you?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. That's a good question.
Thank you so much.
I've always been very active on social media, even when I didn't create things. So like even like I followed you, for example, when you were whatever 14, and I used to make my own YouTube videos. I just never posted them, kind of thing. Like, I don't know, I was very aware of it, but it is totally different when you start posting compared to just consuming the products, because you consuming like whatever you're watching or whatever, because it can seem super easy. But then once you like give it a try, you're like, okay, wait, there's a lot of work and prep work that goes into it.
You realize how much like business goes into it.
Like, well, it's not like you see a post and you, a person would think, oh, that probably took them like 30 minutes, but it's like, oh, if it's a brand deal, I had to go through contracts, go to, had a legal team look over it, I had to sign things, send it for approval.
See, for me, that's so funny, because when I did YouTube, like that stuff didn't exist. Like I didn't do like brand, like when Eliza talks about like these contracts, I'm like, I never had that. Like I literally was just like, oh, like here's cute clothes, like post about it if you want. Like it wasn't as business as it is now. Social media for me was so much more casual, and it still is for me. So like when you guys talk about it, I'm like, I have no idea what you're saying. Like, cause for me, I'm like, oh, an Instagram picture, let me post this. And then people are like, oh my God, Bianca, like you should like contact this brand. I'm like, oh, I should. Like, I'm just like, oh no, like this is me in New York City. And like, I don't know. I like social media as not as a job for me. Like I used to think that's like what I wanted to do forever. For me, it's just like a platform that I enjoy talking to people on. So I don't really see it as like a business thing, but yeah. Like Eliza, it happened by accident, which is even crazier.
Cause I remember I was never like, it was a joke, like, oh, influencer Eliza. Cause like, I was always loved to post on Instagram. Like I was very, I took my-
Yeah, Eliza always had like an aesthetic. But
it wasn't liked. For the purpose of being an influencer, just because I liked how like it was like a creative outlet for me, kind of thing, if that makes sense.
But people go into it now like wanting to be an influencer, which I think is interesting. I don't know if that like works.
Like if you're honestly, I feel like it's something that needs to happen organically,
or it's something you genuinely enjoy,
or you like really work hard at it and like consistent, obviously it's gonna pay off, kind of thing.
Yeah. But Lauren, like now you have like a 9-to-5 job, right?
I do.
And you're doing what?
Yeah, TikTok too.
Yeah. So I work in the music industry, which is very cool because I used to work in fashion or prom, fashion. And so my boss at my old job got this new job and she brought me over, which is so cool. So I'm working with the same team, but I'm working in music and I'm doing influencer marketing and video and TikTok. So I run their TikTok and their YouTube, and then I do all like influencer artist stuff. And it's a lot of fun. It's really cool being on the brand side as well as the like, you know, like I do it for myself mm-hmm. too side. And I think the brand really values that because I have both like sides of knowledge, you know. But yeah, I'm loving the job. I've been here for I think just over a year. And yeah.
What did you major in college?
I majored in a double majored in TV video production and digital media production. Mm. I thought I was going to like be a director. Like I thought I was going to make movies, but then like after being in the major and liking the digital media side more, then I was like, oh, like I do YouTube. And like, I wrote my college essay on like being a YouTuber and I was like, okay, so like maybe I'll take that side of it. And then it just kind of happened with internships and I just made my way into the 9 to 5 corporate world. I feel like
a lot of people major in things and don't end up doing exactly what their major is, because I'm studying psych and for like the longest time I was like, I want to be a therapist and that's totally like my long-term goal, but I'm like, oh, maybe I want to do like PR, HR. I can do marketing with psych. Like there's so much you can do. So I feel like a lot of like, I know a lot of my friends, I feel like a lot of young people think they have to pick a major and do like just that. But I feel like once you go into the work field, you realize that it's more about your experience and what's on your resume versus like what you did in school, if that makes
totally
sense. But I also think that I know like when I was 18, I would get so anxious like about like what I had a major in. And I'm like, it's important, sure. But I also think it all comes down to experience and like what you do, what you intern with, what company, like what you do for work and things like that.
Right.
Like build connections.
Yeah, connections are so important.
Yeah. Like if you have an internship, like, like talk to people. Like
even if like the reason I got my internship was because of doing YouTube. So like if you do like influencer stuff or you've worked with brands in the past, make sure those relationships you build super strong and you know, you have a really strong relationship with them because they could be your employers someday. You never know.
Yeah. I feel like in any field too, that goes with like the whole thing. Like,
yeah.
Just not being afraid to like ask questions too. I know that was like one of my things. Like I would be so afraid to like mess up, but then you realize like that's how you learn.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I know Eliza, you have an internship now.
Yeah. It's just digital marketing internship, but
she got that through doing TikTok.
I feel like that could have been the reason why I got it, but the internship. Yeah. I definitely think having TikTok helped me because they brought me on because I knew TikTok and they wanted me to help develop their own personal like brand TikTok account.
Also, I think for people listening, I know a lot of our followers probably want to go into that field of work. I feel like a lot of people like get hesitant that like they have to have like a bunch of views in order to like be good at something. Absolutely not. Like a brand or a company that like you really want to work for, or even like a startup company, just to see that you have some knowledge on the app, I don't think they'll care that like if you have a million views versus like 1,000. It's all about, like you said, like your, or like I said, your experience and like what.
Well, you could even create like a digital media portfolio, mm-hmm. like, and just create like mock TikToks for like a hypothetical brand or whatever, and like put that in your resume.
Because for me, like that's how I feel. Like I would love to do like not social media, but like marketing for a company. And I don't really like post that much on the internet anymore. But like I know I would be better at doing it for a company versus myself, just because I feel like I enjoy it more. I don't really like to make content that's just about myself. That's why I love this podcast, because it's not about me. Well, it is, but it's not like about my life necessarily.
Right.
Just me. I don't know. I don't like when my brand is just me. I feel like there's a lot of pressure to post when it's just about you.
Yeah.
So that's why I like to like branch out and do other things. Like I started a podcast with my best friend, or I've done like work for other companies. So, but I wonder, like both of you, your brand is kind of yourself. Like, do you feel like that's like overwhelming sometimes?
I think so. I don't want to do this full time. Like I could never. I mean, I always say my ideal situation would be work a corporate job 3 days a week. And then on Monday, Friday, have off and do like my own little stuff. And then the weekends do whatever. But like, that's obviously like unrealistic. But that would be my ultimate dream. Just in case you're wondering.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't find it that overwhelming, but also I feel like I haven't gotten to the point where it's like I have all these people and it mm-hmm. makes it overwhelming, because I'm kind of just choosing. It's not like I have these people being like, why aren't you posting? Or like, where are you? Or like, I don't know, like I haven't gone to that level. So like, this is kind of still just fun for me. And I don't know, I feel like I love it. I feel like I would love to do it as a full-time job. But it definitely would be a lot doing a 9-to-5 and putting a ton of effort into it. Like, I feel like I've dialed back on like my personal side just because I do have my 9-to-5. So it's like tough to juggle both for sure.
Yeah. One person I always like idolize, Emma Chamberlain. I know we all love her here. Yeah. I think she is such a smart, I guess, influencer is the word, because she has so many different like avenues she goes down. Like, she has her brand, which is herself, right? But then she also has like her coffee. She does fashion stuff. Like, if I were to ever go to her magnitude, which is a very high, she hangs out with like celebrities.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of crazy, but I think she did like a really good job at like balancing that all and like having things that isn't just centered around her. Cause I can only imagine for me, like if my content was just about myself, that pressure of having to like post,
it's
crazy.
Yeah.
Especially with that many eyes constantly looking at you. I don't know I don't know how people do it. Like, I even get stressed and I have like 2 followers. Like, what it's like, it's that I can't imagine.
And then like Lauren said, like if you don't post, people wondering where you are is crazy. Or like if you have a relationship, people caring about that is so wild to me. I don't know.
I love Emma's new style of videos. Like, since
me too.
Yeah, it's great.
I love her. I really do.
I listened to her podcast, and that's what she said, that she started editing her videos again because she felt like she kind of wasn't enjoying doing it anymore because she was only filming. So I like that.
I feel like it can get really easy to not like lose your passion with it once it becomes a job. So I feel like you both make good points about wanting to do like other things while you're doing social media. It's like anything. I feel like even like if you don't want to do social media and your job is, I don't know, something like accounting, if you're doing accounting all day, you're going to lose like your love for it. If you love accounting, I don't know what people like enjoy, but like, I don't know. Or like, you're a teacher, like you have to have something else that's not just about your job in general.
Balance.
Yeah. You know,
hobbies,
like having a hobby or something.
Yeah.
But my question is, cause I love to talk about this. I took a big social media break. I think I had YouTube on my phone, but I watch YouTube to like fall asleep, like my true crime videos. But like, how do you both find the balance of like knowing when to put the phone down? Because we all are human beings, and I think it's important to like not consume all day. So like, how do you know when it's time?
Yeah, I think getting hobbies outside of social media is really important and a good way to get off your phone. Like, I recently picked up skateboarding. I heard you guys in the other podcast talking about skateboarding. When I moved to Vermont, I was like, it's a big culture here.
Lauren also loves skater boys like a lot.
I do.
We all fit right in.
Yeah. Right. I mean, who doesn't? But yeah, I started skateboarding. I like to take photos, like not just of myself or social media, but like take photos of other people. Like, I think just kind of getting a few hobbies and things that you like to do outside of social media is a good way for you to get off the apps.
Also, one thing for me, even if like you're a viewer and you're not one, like you just use social media casually, you're just a consumer, I think one thing, it's like not feeling the need to post everything. I think that's one thing I deal with. Like, if I go somewhere, I'm like, oh my God, I have to post it. And it's like, no, you literally do not. Like, like, I feel like a lot of things I catch myself doing is like hang out with my friends, and I feel like I have to tell people I'm hanging out with my friends. And it's like, you should just be able to enjoy things. So like, that's one thing I'm like really conscious about, is like taking photos and not feeling the need to post it. Cause like, me 2 years ago would have felt the need to like post every single thing I did, which is completely fine. But I feel like that's where it gets like to be a lot, because you start to do things for social media versus like actually enjoying something.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's like one thing.
Yeah. Even setting boundaries. Like, there's times where I'm like, I can't, like, I'm going on TikTok and I'm not going on it to interact with people or to like look at what I'm posting. Like, I'm going on it solely for like me, like to go through my For You page and like, you know, have fun, or just like, okay, I'm not gonna go on Instagram, you know what I mean? Just like setting those boundaries for yourself. So like,
yeah,
I know I have to do
that. We consume so much, so many things, so many people's lives, and like within like a minute span, it's actually kind of crazy.
Yeah. It's wild when Instagram went down.
Yeah.
The amount of times I opened that app.
I did too. And I thought I wasn't that addicted.
For me, like I don't really go on my phone much during the day. Like I go on Instagram like before bed and like, but then I would realize how much I just grab my phone in general. Like, and I'm not even like looking at anything. It's like, what am I looking at? Like I'm
just like scrolling to scroll.
Have you seen the TikToks where it's like you open your phone and you're on the calculator and you don't know why?
Yeah. And then
yes!
I do that probably like once a day.
I like go in my settings and I'm like, literally like, what am I looking at? I notice like one thing I'll try to do if I'm like going out with some, like if I'm ever alone, I always bring my phone just because safety reasons. But like if I go to like the grocery store with my mom, I don't bring my phone because I'm like, I don't need it. Like I don't know. I'm very passionate about it because I feel like it's crazy. I don't like the fact that like I'm addicted to a device. It freaks me out. It really freaks me out.
It's definitely not normal at all.
No.
We're not made for that. So
no. I always wonder like if like, I don't know, is it gonna like degress a little bit or is it just gonna
I saw a TikTok, someone was like, we should just like not have social media on Sundays.
Yeah, I agree. That would be really great. Can you imagine how like relaxed the world would be on a Sunday?
Just one day.
Because nobody can access it. You're not missing anything. Like nobody can do anything.
Right.
Yeah. And it's also like when I can't go on it, not that I ever can, but like when I don't go on it, I'm like, I'm always wondering what I'm missing. And then I go on the app, I'm like, oh, I didn't really miss anything.
I never really do ever. Like,
no. Also, if like your friends are your friends, you don't need Instagram or whatever, you know? Yeah, they're your friends.
Yeah.
But I also use Instagram, again, on the counter argument of that, like to talk to some people I don't talk to like often. Like, or I keep in touch with some people because I lived abroad. So like I keep in touch with some people like abroad and stuff. So, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Social media is tricky.
It is. It's
very but I do tricky. Love a good TikTok. What's your favorite TikTok right now?
Oh gosh.
Trying to think of mine. What's my favorite sound? Where's my treat?
I've been a really good girl.
I get like on weird TikToks. You know how there's like, like there's like couch boy TikTok. Like I've been on like frog TikTok before.
My sister was on frog talk.
Frog talk. I get on like skater TikTok sometimes. And I'm like, how did I get here? Cause I don't look up people. Like I don't know how like they know. Also the app 100% listens to you.
Because oh yeah.
We were talking about something the other day.
Last night Eliza and I were talking about something within like therapy and like a problem, and all my TikToks were about it and I never searched it up. And that freaks me out.
I hated that. That happened to me before. That's not okay.
It's weird. And like, there's no way for like them to like bullshit their answer. Cause it's like something so specific. Like I'll talk about like a specific
scenario or example.
Or me and Eliza will be like, oh my God, I really like this person's style. And then they'll pop up on my For You page for like days. And I'm like, that is so weird.
Creepy, correct at all.
But yeah, I got.
Have you guys watched Emily Mariko?
Oh yeah, the salmon.
Oh, is that the salmon girl?
I made the salmon.
Was it good?
It was really good.
People making fun of her too, though. Like I'm getting people, like,
for what? She's literally the most. Everything. I feel like she's the sweetest soul. Like you can't make fun of her for anything.
Sorority TikTok.
Oh my gosh.
The rush was going on. I literally would search up specific school and I'm like, how are they doing today? Like, what are they wearing? Like,
and like some girls didn't get into their like sorority. I'd be like, damn it. Like,
yeah.
I know. Did you see that one girl? She didn't get in, but she was like,
I saw that. She's like, well, at least I got like TikTok famous from it. I'm like,
yeah.
Yes, absolutely right. Good for you. Lauren was in a sorority.
I was. But nothing like that. Like
no, there's like different like your story was like a very schools. Nice. Yeah. Just like a bunch of like girls that like would hang out. Like the like Southern sorority, like Alabama. That's a world I will never know because we went to school in the city. So like I have no idea. Like even like Lauren sorority, I was like, what? I don't get it.
Yeah.
Like but
yeah,
when I was like, wait, you all like live together?
Like, you went to the sorority event, remember?
Oh my god.
The crush party.
Yeah. And I was like, this is such a different world, but like
yeah,
sorority, like Southern TikTok, it's intense.
Like, it really is.
Like, they have to wear certain outfits. Also, I know, like, I don't know too much about it, but it is kind of like, I didn't know you had to pay to be in it.
The fees and dues that you have to pay, because I know, because like my sister went to school in Florida for a year. Like, Carly, my best friend, goes to school, like, she's in a sorority at like a big state school in Florida. It's really expensive.
Also, I know it can probably be a very toxic environment at times.
My mom had to quit her sorority because it was too much, and that was in like the 80s.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, I can't even imagine what it is now.
Frats are a whole different party.
Oh my god.
Not really. Bad. Frats terrify me.
Scare me. Yeah.
That's like the biggest dick of all.
Yeah, it really is.
They're like, have you seen the TikTok about the guy that does like the frat boy impressions? He's so good.
Oh my gosh, it scares me.
They're just like, the thing with frats, the frat houses scare me.
The chants, whatever they do, that could be sorority thing. I have no idea, but like,
no,
I feel like they all do.
And the way they like approach you is like the worst.
I don't like it. It's like, no.
They're always like, you're like the most beautiful girl I've ever seen, and you're like, okay.
And then they like say it to someone else 2 seconds later. I'm like, okay, well,
my turn.
Like, I didn't ask.
Didn't ask.
You're like, didn't care. Chad didn't really like you anyway. Crazy. Yeah, I don't know. I've never like dated a frat boy before, so I don't know what they're like, but I think I'm okay on that.
Yeah, it's not really something I'm looking for. It's not my goals in my life.
Yeah. Yeah, college is crazy. College is interesting.
It is a weird time. Very odd.
It is weird.
Eliza, you're still in it.
I only have one class, 1 day a week in person. It's a struggle to go every week. I've already skipped it like 4 times.
Lauren, you were never in school during COVID, were you?
No, I got really lucky. Like, yeah. I feel like I got COVID at like one of the best times that someone could be living through this. Cause like, I don't have kids, so I'm not at that age, but then also like, I'm not losing out on my like young, like I feel so bad for my little cousins. They were like in high school and they all missed out on their proms and all of that. And I don't know, I just feel like I kind of lucked out in that situation. But
I technically would have graduated the year of COVID, like 2020.
Yeah.
Like, not that I really cared, because I don't really like care about walking or anything, but yeah, I feel bad for, especially for high school, like senior year, like especially if you care about that kind of stuff, it does, I feel bad. Yeah. But I remember going back to TikTok, like the coffee, like that's when TikTok like wasn't funny anymore. Like that's when people really liked it.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Coffee talk? Do you say coffee?
Coffee.
What do you mean? They posted coffee.
Like the, remember the frosted coffee or the
like the whipped one? Yeah. Okay, got it. That took me a second. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And dances. Like people don't really dance anymore, do they?
No, I don't ever get dances.
I get dances. Fashion. It's like ironically dancing. Like it's like funny. It's not like actually funny. I don't know how to explain it. It sounds cheesy, but it's like
briefly. I don't know why this came to my head. It's towards the end, so things are spewing out of my head. Remember MadCon?
Oh my god!
I wrote a paper on MadCon in middle school.
No, I loved MadCon.
I feel like a lot of people, oh no, they would, because a lot of people our age listening to this, but like younger people would be like, what?
Greer. Have you seen him recently?
I follow his significant other on Instagram. Yeah. I love her. She's so cool. Yeah.
They are like the most perfect baby family
I've ever seen in my life.
And their baby's beautiful. And they like,
so cute.
The way they raise him and like nature and everything is just like everything I love and want.
I know. I feel like Nash really took a 180 spin, because I feel like that was not what he was.
And I admire that. I
me think it's
really cool. Like you, because imagine like being, for me too, specifically, like I watch my videos when I'm 15 and I'm like, that is nothing like how I am now. Yeah. So I can only imagine like they were the biggest thing for a moment.
Yeah.
They were like everything. Cameron Diaz.
That's his name. I don't know why I wanted to say Cameron Diaz this whole time.
The actress.
I was like, it's Cameron something. What is it?
Cameron Dallas. Yeah, that was crazy. Lauren, do you think you're going to get an animal?
Okay.
I don't think I can anytime soon. No. Well, I'm allergic to cats. So, like, it would have to be
a dog.
And they dogs have neurologenic cats.
Do they?
Oh, they do. Like the grumpy cat. Like wasn't grumpy cat like
there's
that
some,
style?
Like obviously hairless, but like, but there's like some like hair cats that have hair that are hyperallergenic.
Oh, I used that could be an option.
Allergic, but like I became. You build up an immunity.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just took like
a dog is a big responsibility. I couldn't see myself like Eliza and I are gonna move to Europe. Lauren, you can come visit.
Can't wait.
I have to say this every podcast. We're moving to Europe in case you didn't know.
In case anyone didn't know, we're gonna move to Europe.
Don't forget it.
It's funny because we never talk about it with people in our real life.
No, it's only on here. Do we even talk about it that much? I don't know. Who cares?
Not whatever. Really. People ask.
I wouldn't probably get a dog till like I was financially stable and maybe had like a husband or like a family or something.
Or a house for me.
I was gonna say I feel like I travel too much to have a dog.
Yeah.
Especially because like I'm definitely gonna get a cat once Eliza and I are settled for sure. Cause a cat, like you can, you know, not that you should leave it alone, but like you can like go somewhere for a night.
Yeah.
You know.
They like are self-sufficient being by themselves.
Because especially when we move to Europe, we're gonna be like traveling for like the first year a lot because we're gonna be like, you know, really into that. So I feel like a dog. And we're going to be living in an apartment as big as like a New York apartment probably. So, you know.
Right.
But I do want a golden retriever. That's my dream dog.
Oh,
really great. What's your dream dog?
No, like forever. I want a French bulldog. Eliza, you have one, right?
She's Olive. I'm not kidding you. I will hype them up. They are the best. Creature.
The only thing is I'm allergic to dogs too, so like it would have to be hyperallergenic, and French bulldogs are not.
Yeah, they
should. But like I could make it work.
I would do it for a dog.
I would too.
Dogs are oh my god, my dream. There's this like golden retriever sanctuary in England, and it's just a golden retriever farm. And you can like go and visit and you can just sit there and they all run to you. That's like my heaven. Like
I would definitely cry for sure.
There's like so many parts of me that's like, I kind of want to just like go off the grid and like live a very simple life. Like, so I feel like that's going to be me by the time.
I want to live in like Norway and like this random ass town. And, just be, like,
and I want like no one to know I'm there, but like my close friends and family.
Yeah.
I admire people like that.
Yeah.
But I can't shut the fuck up ever. So
is it in our future?
That's my problem. I know. I'm like, I want to like live on a farm and like raise my kids and like, you know, frolic. But then I'm like, and then me the next day is like, I want to live in like a major city for the rest of my life and like not, you know.
I'm like, I want to live like in a little tiny home on a lake.
So yeah.
Like, we're all over the place right now.
That's like being in your 20s. So that's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Your age. I have no idea what I want at all.
Sometimes you ever meet someone, they know exactly what they want and you're like,
wow. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
I know for me, like when I was younger, we talked about this in like a few other podcasts, but like I used to have such a solid plan for myself. And I was like, by 25, I'm going to have this, 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 and this. And now I'm like, no.
Wow.
Yeah, no.
I was like, I'm going to be married. So everyone can watch out. Now I'm like, great.
Not a freaking chance for me.
What's dating life? Because we talked about dating life in New York. What's dating like in Vermont?
Well, it's kind of weird here because it's like it's a college town or like a college city. So I feel like a lot of the people here are like 21, 22, and I'm 24, and it's just like we're at different stages in our lives. I have Tinder. I've gone on a few Tinder dates, but like nothing that's ever, but also like me as like me, just very picky, very like.
I feel like us three are very similar. We're all
very, very, and we have a very similar type.
Yes.
Yeah. Very similar standards.
Yes.
I'm not giving up hope. I refuse.
No, never.
Like I said, if you have standards, never lower them. That's a good thing to have good, like high standards for someone you want to be with.
Yeah.
It's an honor to be with you. I feel like I have to date someone older than me.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like anyone younger.
Yeah, it's not looking good. It's like, I need to be significantly older. Like,
I know a few days ago my dad was like, you should date someone like 30. But in my head, I'm like, that's so much older. It's not that much older than me. Which is like really freaking me out. I'm like 30. That's a grown ass man. And I'm like, that's only 7 years older than me.
Yeah, literally. So crazy.
Like 28 or up.
27. 21. Absolutely.
Definitely not.
If anyone wants to follow Lauren.
Yeah, we're going to have all her socials in the description of the podcast and in Bianca's YouTube video. In the podcast, we can only fit like a certain amount. So I'll link like whatever you prefer, like your Instagram or whatever. But yeah, follow her. We love Lauren. She creates really good content.
Yeah, your Instagram pictures recently have been good.
Yeah, really.
Thank you. Wow.
I love the parking garage energy.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of them here. So, I mean.
That's fun, though. Yeah. There's always good lighting in parking garages.
Always. Always.
Lauren's good because, like, you're fun. Remember, we've done photo shoots together.
Oh my gosh, so fun.
Yeah, I want us all to reunite.
Looking forward to it, brothers.
Thank you, Lauren, so much for being our first guest.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored to be the first guest.
We were thinking about it. I was like, we were both like, Lauren.
Yeah, it wasn't really a question, to be honest.
Thank you. Now, in a few, you know, next year when you guys are famous, I can say I was the first guest.
Being famous is my biggest fear, so I'm just gonna, if that happens, Eliza's gonna be the face of the podcast and my voice is just gonna,
I'm like, if that happens, I don't want my face anywhere anymore. My voice will be the only thing that is
audio
here. Yeah,
real quick, do you watch Hollywood Fix videos?
Oh, I love,
I watch them. They come up on my discover. What is it called? Yes.
Explore? On like your recommended.
Yeah, recommended. I couldn't think of it.
I'm addicted to watching them.
See, I that's another reason why I can't be famous.
But I feel like, Lauren, you would be good at being famous.
Yeah, you would. You would handle yourself really good. Also, you feel like you're just like, you don't have bad angles. You know what I mean? Like, anyone could catch you in like a photo or a video and you would look good. Like, for me, I would be
how I look when I go get like my morning coffee. Because I go like my sweatpants I've had since eighth grade.
I wear the same crew neck that I've spilled my dinner on for the past 5 days.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. I could never. I don't even know what I would say to them. Like, I would be like,
I would start.
I'm so like, awkward.
I would just start blurring things out.
I'm so awkward.
I'd be like, you can't post that. That's confidential.
I'm like, no, edit it out. Edit it out. But
glad we don't have to do that.
Thanks again, Lauren. We love you.
Thank you so much. I love you both so much. And I'm so happy to be
there. I miss our little trio in New York.
I know. Yeah, we need to reunite soon. Maybe you guys should come to Vermont.
Oh my God. That's
a really, wait.
Why did I not think of that?
Okay. We'll talk about it after the pod.
Yeah.
Perfect. Hey, I'm ready to get my earrings, guys. So
all right. Talk to you guys later.